When I first started work, infectious diseases did play an important part in the job, and we in those days, the main ones or the most common ones was scarlet fever, but we also had polio, diphtheria, and smallpox. Although smallpox was on the way out in those days because of the vaccination in place. And fortunately, diphtheria did, well, there was a very heavy diphtheria immunisation initiated, and this did eliminate diphtheria.
Was that? Could you tell me any idea?
It would be around about the 1950s, as far as I can recall. But that was a very bad disease because people literally choked on the glands. The windpipe was just blocked up completely. Mm-hmm. And I did know of one or two friends who died of that in childhood. Scarlet fever was quite common, and what was done in those days, we got all the notifications of any infectious diseases went to the medical officer of health, who was in the office adjacent to us, and we would get immediate notification of these diseases, and we had to literally drop everything, any routine work at that time, and literally go hot foot to the house where the infectious disease had been notified from, and we had to sort of make sure or see what living accommodation they had, whether they could isolate the patient